The ballot box for the Monroe Police Union's vote of no confidence in Chief Quentin Holmes will close at 4 o'clock today. After 2 weeks of speculation, the city of Monroe will finally know its police officers' official opinion regarding their chief. Union President Sergeant Michael Calloway says he feels there has been a good turnout for the vote. While there won't be 100% participation, he says, the response has not been disappointing. The Monroe Police Union announced its intentions to move forward with the vote on July 15th, 2 days before the release of an action plan for addressing departmental issues noted in an internal survey of Monroe officers. The survey noted 60% of officers lack confidence in Holmes and 87% noted that morale was much lower than in the past. As Congress is in its August break, U.S. Representative for Louisiana's 5th District, Vance McAllister, is holding a series of town meetings this week and this month to discuss current legislation and other issues of local concern. Tomorrow, Representative McAllister visits Jonesville and Vidalia. On Thursday, he stops in Rayville, Tallulah, Winnsboro, and Columbia. The new school year is approaching, and the Department of Health and Hospitals is reminding parents to be sure your child is up to date on vaccinations. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has more on the call for your child to be vaccinated.
State immunologist Dr. Frank Welch says the best thing to do is call your child's pediatrician to find out if they need vaccinations this year.
To avoid the back-to-school rush.
He says not only is having your child vaccinated important, it's also the law. He says keep in mind it's not just protecting your child, but also the other children in the classroom.
And the children within and the family members that you have as well.
Michelle Southern reporting.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal will join state police officials and the Speaker of Louisiana's House in a trip to the Mexican border for a security briefing and tour by the Texas Department of Public Safety. The trip starts today, will be the second for Colonel Mike Edmondson, who has made the trip to McAllen, Texas area twice to discuss border security issues that affect Louisiana residents. The state police superintendent says illegal drugs, weapons, and immigrants without official permission all affect Louisiana daily. Top officials from troop operations, SWAT, and aviation operations are also going, as is House Speaker Chuck Cleckley. Cleckley says that besides being Speaker, he represents and lives in southwest Louisiana, a likely entry for any criminals coming from Mexico through Texas to Louisiana. BP has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to throw out part of its settlement of claims for damage from its vast oil spill in 2010. BP argues in a request late Friday that the settlement goes against rulings in other federal districts and by the Supreme Court itself. The settlement says businesses don't have to prove that the spill directly harmed them, only that they lost money afterward and then showed an upswing in 2011 after the spill was cleaned up. Lead class attorneys Steve Herman and Jim Roy says BP helped write and agree to the settlement. The KEDM weather forecast, a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm during the day, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high in the low 90s. A few clouds this evening with a low in the low 70s. This is KEDM News.